This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back to our yearly roundup of all the weird news that has happened in 2021. If you're new around here and you've missed the past 5 episodes, which featured all the weird news from the first quarter of 2021... then make sure you head back and watch those after this one, because they're chock full of strangeness, which I think you might just be interested in learning about. I'm back today with 2 more weird tales from the year just past, and as a reminder, this won't be your usual news roundup. This is strictly the stuff that makes you go, "Wah?" I swear that's getting more dramatic every time I do it, isn't it? As quite frankly, politics, the global pandemic, and the general destruction of the planet are not the kind of energy we want to be knowingly dragging into the new year. Now, that's not to say that these stories don't dally with the dark side, because they most definitely do, but there's also some lighthearted strangeness along the way. But don't worry, if anything is going to be hideously awful, then I'll give you a heads up first. So with the disclaimer out of the way, let's jump into June. Just before we get started, if you are new here, then hi, my name's Nikki, and I make podcasts and videos about all sorts of weird stuff. So if you're into that, which I have a sneaking suspicion you might be because the algorithm has dragged you here, then please hit subscribe so we can hang out together again. And if you're not new here, then welcome back, old fiend. Nice to see you again. Now, we all know the royal family has a ton of secrets it's hiding.
It was almost impossible for me to sweat.
But maybe things run even deeper than we realise. A man by the name of Simon Durante Day claims he is an abandoned member of the royal family. Simon, who is now in his mid-50s, was first alerted to his alleged royal roots when his grandmother told him outright about his lineage, and he has subsequently gone to the papers to try and get some closure and admittance as to who he believes his parents actually are. Simon, who was born in Gosport in Portsmouth on the south coast of the UK, was adopted at just 8 months of age to Karen and David Day. Karen's parents worked for the royal household for the Queen, and his grandmother, Winifred, told him on numerous occasions who his birth parents were: Prince Charles and his girlfriend, Camilla Shand. Due to a number of very messy reasons that we don't have enough time to get into here, if Camilla had allegedly got pregnant by Charles out of wedlock, this would have been incredibly scandalous and the monarchy would have been in tatters. Basically, long story short, Camilla was frowned upon and shunned from the royal family as she wasn't a virgin and therefore not pure enough to marry into the family. However, I believe this may have been overlooked had Charles pulled his finger out and popped the question, but the two were very young at the time, and what with divorce not really being an option in the royal family, it was better off that they waited. Charles went off to do Navy service, Camilla by this time was getting bored and started dating her future husband, and the relationship sailed for them to be together officially. Obviously, this has changed later on, but at the time, it definitely, that ship had sailed. During this time, however, Simon says that this was when the damage had already been done. He says that Camilla disappeared from the social scene, of which she was quite a mainstay of, for 9 months. And then, 8 months later, he was adopted. Simon has consulted with a local historian in Portsmouth who says the hospital, stated on his birth certificate, didn't even have a maternity ward, and both names of his birth parents are apparently entirely fictitious people that he's never been able to track down. Simon was told by his grandparents that Camilla looked after him for 8 months, but once it was realised she wouldn't be able to keep the child long term due to the shame it would bring upon the royal family, the adoption was arranged throughout the royal household to be given to trusted members of staff. Rather interestingly, the adoptive parents asked that baby Simon, whose middle name is Charles, should remain with his name given to him by his birth parents. Simon has said that Charles and Camilla had a close friend named Simon at the time, and the middle name Charles, well, that's obvious where that would come from. However, given Simon's grandmother's predilection for spilling the beans, it sounds like this might not have been the most sensible of ideas. When he was growing up, Simon says he has memories of going to different houses in Portsmouth and meeting with a woman with blonde hair, who he assumes must have been his alleged mother, Camilla. On further scrutiny of Simon's research and facts, people have tried to pick apart his timelines, but to give him his due, Durante Day has always been able to back up his claims with dates that coincide. The only thing that is a little bit wishy-washy is about the date of when Camilla and Charles first began hanging out together, as this has been reported as a number of different years, so that's the one thing that might not match up. In which case, that blows the whole accusation wide open, so if Simon could produce some firm evidence for that initial meeting, that would make things a little more believable. Simon, who now lives in Australia with children of his own, has said that his own kids resemble certain members of the royal family, but I'll leave it up to you to decide on that one. To me, it just looks like pictures of people facing in the same direction, but I do have mild face blindness, so I'm the last person to be asking about who looks like who. So what is Simon doing to try and prove his royal lineage? Well, he has been to the family court in Australia to see if it's possible to get Charles and or Camilla to consent to a DNA test, but I can't imagine that will be happening anytime soon. After all, if the royals want to fight the case, if there's any truth in it, they have a lot more money and access to the world's top lawyers. However, I wish Simon all the best in fighting his case, and I hope he can get some closure in whatever form that may take in the future.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Now Now, heading all the way back to January, you'll remember there was a request for the US government to release a report on its reported unidentified aerial phenomena. In June, the date arrived and the report went live, but many were disappointed by its contents. In the very concise report, which is obviously only the stuff they could share without threatening state secrets, there was no mention of E.T. and his mates. In fact, the report, which I must admit I haven't read all the way through, but I will link in the sources, did confirm that unidentified aerial phenomena was real, but it more than likely wasn't alien in nature. Videos which were publicly released showed many grainy images from military personnel encountering strange flying objects in the skies, but the report explained that these could have a number of different causes behind them. Now, I'm just going to go ahead and read the summary of the report which was published, which says, "The limited amount of high-quality reporting on unidentified aerial phenomena, UAP, hampers our ability to draw firm conclusions about the nature or intent of UAP. The Unidentified Aerial Phenomena Task Force, UAPTF, considered a range of information on UAP described in US military and IC intelligence community reporting, but because the reporting lacked sufficient specificity, ultimately recognised that a unique, tailored reporting process was required to provide sufficient data for analysis of UAP events. As a result, the UAPTF concentrated its review on reports that occurred between 2004 and 2021, the majority of which are a result of this new tailored process to better capture UAP events through formalised reporting. Most of the UAP reported probably do represent physical objects, given that a majority of UAP were registered across multiple sensors, to include radar, infrared, electro-optical, weapon seekers, and visual observation. In a limited number of incidents, UAP reportedly appeared to exhibit unusual flight characteristics. These observations could be the result of sensor errors, spoofing, or observer misperception, and require additional rigorous analysis. There are probably multiple types of UAP requiring different explanations based on the range of appearances and behaviours described in the available reporting. Our analysis of the data supports the construct that if and when individual UAP incidents are resolved, they will fall into one of five potential explanatory categories: airborne clutter, natural atmospheric phenomena, USG or US industry developmental programs, foreign adversary systems, and a catch-all, other, bin. UAP clearly pose a safety of flight issue and may pose a challenge to US national security. Safety concerns primarily centre on aviators contending with an increasingly cluttered air domain. UAP would also represent a national security challenge if they are foreign adversary collection platforms or provide evidence a potential adversary has developed either a breakthrough or disruptive technology. Consistent consolidation of reports from across the federal government, standardised reporting, increased collection and analysis, and a streamlined process for screening all such reports against a broad range of relevant USG data will allow for a more sophisticated analysis of UAP that is likely to deepen our understanding. Some of these steps are resource-intensive and would require additional investment." End quote. So, all this says to me is that, yeah, the government knows there is definitely stuff out there. They've got a few ideas, but they're going to work harder on getting some firm evidence if they can get the funding. So, back off. Give them, like, maybe 10 years or so, and they'll get back to you. What do you think about the report? Do you believe there's little green men out there, or do you believe this might be other countries testing hypersonic planes? I'm undecided. I reckon it's 6 to 1 and half a dozen to the other. Thanks for joining me for those weird stories. I hope you enjoyed them. You know the drill by now if you've been around for a while, but if you are new here, then please subscribe, come and follow me on my social media, and if you like the show and want me to make more of them, then please consider becoming a Patreon supporter so you can get your mitts on exclusive content, an extra episode per month, some goodies through the post, and depending on the tier you pick, have your name read out at the end of the episode, like our executive Patreon producers. Amy, Barry, Bethan, Kate, Mary, Ren, Sam, Sarah and Veronica. And huge thanks to all my other patrons too. If a long-term commitment isn't your thing, but you just wanted to send a tip or a gift from my Amazon wishlist, then I would massively appreciate that too, and I'll leave all the links in the show notes on the podcast and the description of the YouTube video. And there's also a nifty little new button on YouTube now where it says thanks. So if you fancy clicking that, it's like a little virtual tip jar. So if you're feeling generous, then that's also an option as well. An enormous thank you for even considering doing any of those things, as it means the world when I get any notifications like that or a surprise parcel dropping through my door. So big squishes if you're part of that gang. You're the absolute bestest. Thank you for joining me for this episode. I've been Nikki Druce, and I'll see you ghouls next time for August, because the only thing that happened in July was that someone made Stonehenge out of Spam. And that doesn't warrant a full episode, as lovely and stunning as it is. Okay, bye!
Almost impossible for me to sweat.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.